Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello there and assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to another episode of the My English Matters podcast, where we help people improve their English through our online courses and workshops. For all our Muslim listeners, on behalf of the My English Matters team, I want to take a moment to wish you happy Eid or Eid Mubarak. Here in Malaysia, we like to say Selamat Hari Raya, Maaf Zahir Batin. So because this is an English learning podcast, what that means is happy Eid, and we hope you'll forgive us for any wrongdoings, whether spiritually or outwardly. Now, it might sound strange when literally translated to English like that, but it is a part of our culture. It's a humble way of wishing someone a blessed Eid celebration, and at the same time, a way of renewing relationships between family and friends. So, in the spirit of Eid, I want to talk about a phrase that is commonly expressed during the weeks leading up to and after Eid, the phrase traffic jam. So my family and I spent the first day of Eid in Kuala Lumpur with my husband's side of the family. And then we went to Kelantan on the second day of Eid. Now, Kelantan is a state on the east coast of this country, in case you're not familiar with the states of Malaysia. My siblings and I are from Kuala Lumpur, but our mother and late father were born and raised in Kelantan. They moved to Kuala Lumpur after they got married. So now my mother has moved back to Kelantan. She's been there for several years now. So we would usually travel to the east coast to celebrate Eid with her and enjoy some good old Kelantan food. So on the morning of the second day of Eid, we packed up our bags and took the 8-hour journey to Pasir Putih, Kelantan. The roads were relatively clear. There was no congestion. We arrived at our destination at around 5 p.m. So after a few days there, we made our way back to Kuala Lumpur, which was last weekend. Now, because it was the weekend before the school holidays ended, the roads were congested. In other words, we got caught in the heavy traffic jams along the highway. Now, my husband expects me not to fall asleep as he drives for these long journeys. So we try our best to have fruitful conversations and catch up on life to keep him entertained. Plus, we rarely get to have long conversations without the kids interrupting us every few seconds. And in the car, the kids are usually asleep. In one of our conversations, I told him that I had to record an episode for My English Matters. And I asked him to let me know if he had any ideas for any topic that I could talk about. Well, after a few hours of a fruitful conversation, the sleepy bug caught me and I almost fell asleep. Almost. As I was falling into slumber, my husband suddenly exclaimed, "I have an idea. Why don't you talk about the phrase traffic jam? Is it traffic jam or traffic jammed?" And so I quickly wrote this idea down into my phone. I literally just WhatsApped myself. I'm old school, just in case I ended up falling asleep and completely forgetting the idea. Which now brings me to the topic that I want to teach today. What is the difference between traffic jam, spelt J-A-M, and traffic jammed, spelt J-A-M-M-E-D? Shout out to my husband for suggesting this one. So the terms traffic jam and traffic jammed refer to similar situations of traffic congestion, but they are used differently in English due to their grammatical roles. So traffic jam, which is the noun spelt J-A-M, is used to describe a situation or condition where the traffic is heavily congested and vehicles are either moving very slowly or are completely stopped. For example, you might say, I was late because there was a huge traffic jam on the highway. The term traffic jammed, with jammed spelt J-A-M-M-E-D, is an adjective phrase to describe the condition of a location being congested due to traffic. So this phrase is less common and it may sound somewhat awkward or less natural to native speakers, but it is used to show the state resulting from traffic congestion. So for example, the highway was traffic jammed for hours after the accident. Using jammed as an adjective extends beyond traffic scenarios and can also be applied to various contexts. So you can use it in general contexts, and what that would refer to is something that is blocked or stuck, such as the drawer is jammed, meaning the drawer cannot be opened because something inside is obstructing it or it is malfunctioning. Or you can also use it, like I mentioned earlier, in traffic contexts. So when related to traffic, jammed indicates a state where the traffic is heavily congested, typically immobilizing vehicles. So immobilizing means the vehicles are not moving. For example, the roads are jammed suggests that the traffic is very slow or completely halted. So in traffic contexts, when you say the road is jammed, it implies that the road is congested with traffic, leading to slow movement or a standstill. So I hope this short episode is useful for you. Just remember, traffic jam as a noun phrase is straightforward and widely used. It specifically names the phenomenon of traffic congestion. Traffic jammed, J-A-M-M-E-D, as an adjective phrase, although less commonly used in everyday English, serves to describe a place or a route affected by heavy traffic. So both terms deal with traffic congestion, but their usage and grammatical roles differ, with traffic jam, J-A-M, being the more commonly preferred and understood term in everyday language. I just wanted to record a short episode, a fun one that I hope it's fun, that applies to what we are facing at this moment, especially this month, because we can expect a lot of traffic jams as people visit each other for Eid events on the weekends. So take care and stay safe. We'll talk to you in our next episode. Bye for now and assalamu alaikum.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, we have a free training called Speaking with Confidence, where we send 7 tips to your email. You'll also get weekly emails with tips and lessons to help you improve your English. Join us at myenglishmatters.com.